Justin doing a great job back at the studio. Raf, of course, our guy is back. Raf had last night off. He was on assignment last night, and Justin filled in for Raf last night. So I appreciate you guys working overtime. And Ben Stein is with us today. Jen Cosgrove will join us out at the patio with Patrick in just a little while. Alex Pavlovich is on with us, of course, from CSN Bay Area. Alex, good morning, and a pleasure to have you with us.
Morning, Marty.
Yeah, how'd you like the professor today? Did you hear any of it?
No, I did not hear any of it. You know my Sunday drill.
I know. We're just glad to get you up, to get you on with us on Sunday. All right. Last night on the show was kind of interesting. We came up with a question for the fans. I'll throw it to you as well. Who would you say is the most underrated, under-the-radar player for the Giants on their roster this year?
That's a good one. Off the top of my head, I would say George Contos. So yeah. I think that's a guy who's probably, it's hard to tell precisely, but I think he's probably saved him 3 or 4 games just by coming in there and stranding runners and you know, keeping a one-run lead a one-run lead or keeping him within a run or two. And it would be interesting to go back and kind of look at all those games where he saved them in the fifth or sixth inning. I know every member of the rotation owes him a stake or two because of what he's done. So that's the first guy that comes to mind, just somebody who doesn't get a lot of credit. And usually those relievers early in games, those sixth, seventh guys, don't get a lot of credit. But I think he's really the stranding the first 26 runners he inherited this year. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's the correct answer. You know, as I always like to say, there's no right answer, but that's the correct answer. And it came up last night because I started reading his statistics. And, you know, with pitchers with more than 50 at-bats against them, he's like 2 for 56 with runners in scoring position, which makes sense because he had stranded all those runners with runners in scoring position. But this guy, Alex, is a major part of, I think, what's coming ahead for the Giants. And I think he will be the seventh inning guy, and I think he could do the whole seventh inning.
Yeah, you know, we've seen it in the past that relievers they're volatile. You never know where you're going to get it. I think we've seen that from other teams this year. We're seeing it from the A's right now. If you look at what happened to them this year, I mean, they pretty much have the same run differential as the Giants, but their bullpen just has fallen apart. And you see these guys kind of put it together at times. We saw it from Machi for a while, and we saw it in the first half last year. So it's something that happens at times. These guys put it together, they get on a roll, and they keep it going for the whole season. George right now, I mean, his 4 months into it, the best season of his career, and really isn't slowing down at all.
Now, the other one, the second answer would have been Duffy, and maybe he's under the radar, maybe he's really appreciated. But then thanks to Liam Connolly, you know Liam upstairs, I said, give me Duffy's stats as a number 3 hitter, all right? He's hitting .308. He's got an OPS of .810. He's scored 20 runs in 25 games and 107 at-bats with 11 extra base hits, 33 hits, and 10 RBIs. And I know those numbers sort of run together after a while. But for a number 3 hitter, this guy is the number 3 hitter. Alex, I don't see anyone moving him out of there.
No, I asked Bruce Bochy that after the game last night, and he said the same thing. I mean, this guy is their number 3 guy. It's been a month now. I think it was around June 24th that he moved into that spot. And it's been a month, and all of a sudden it just became kind of the new normal that Matt Duffy's the number 3 hitter, and it's not going to change anytime soon. I think that's another good choice. I do think, in general, we've talked about Matt a lot, and certainly it's been well-deserved. And I think the fans have kind of come to embrace him, and he's one of those guys now. So I think in terms of under the radar, I think he's getting the credit he deserves lately. Yeah, nationally, probably nobody has any idea who this guy is and what he's done. And we talked about it right around the All-Star break. The Giants did internally have a conversation when Bruce Bochy had to add one more player. They did talk about whether Duffy could be an All-Star, and his numbers kind of put him in that group. I think he was right on the outer tier of being selected. And, you know, nationally, people probably would have wondered who Matt Duffy is and who this guy is that Bruce Bochy potentially chose, but the numbers show he's right there with all the best rookies and really all the best third basemen in the league.
Yeah, only Chris Bryant is ahead with the power. Tomas is sort of, I think, there. But I think he's ahead of Peterson, to tell you the truth, and my ballot right now. But I guess the point for you and everybody else, I didn't know his numbers as a number 3 hitter. And I think that's where he became underrated. Now that I look at his numbers, he's on a pace to score 100 runs and really make a difference here and have you know, 170 hits. So that's a number three hitter. So I think the numbers for me as a three hitter is what I want to get out to you. All right, let's move forward. Tim Hudson today. This is start number 474 in his career. Does he have a bigger start this year than the one today, and what could happen, and where does he fit into this whole thing coming up next week with the trade deadline?
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking about that this morning a little bit. I mean, this is kind of a sneaky, huge start for Hudson and the Giants. You're never going to make a decision based on one start. You're never going to decide to go out and make a big deal just based on what you saw on one Sunday afternoon. But I think you look at everything he's done this year and the issues that are there, they're standing by him for now, but at some point you have to decide if that's your number five guy and if that's a member of your rotation. I think this is kind of set up for him. He's come back now. He should have the rust knocked off after getting that first start out of the way. It's a team that he's faced in the past. The motivation should be there. He's at home. You know, this is a day where he really needs to go out there, I think, and have a good one. Otherwise, the conversation just keeps going about what to do with that spot. And like you mentioned, the trade deadline's coming up. It's kind of now or never to go out there and get another guy if you want to find an upgrade. And they have to figure out exactly what they have with Hudson.
If you had to bet a couple of $100 on it, would you say the Giants make a deal at the deadline, or they just stand pat?
I think they would make a deal. I don't know the magnitude of it. I think they always make a deal in some respect. And you know, for me, I've been looking at kind of the back end of that bench, and they really are getting very little out of their bench right now. And, yeah, when Aoki comes back, that changes it a little bit. But, you know, guys are going to get hurt again, and you're going to have these guys play. And if you look at that August schedule that we talked about a little bit and how many really kind of humid cities they're going to go to, how many good teams they play, how many, you know, they might have two Sunday night games next month where that affects the schedule. I think you need more depth. So if I'm looking at it, I do think, I don't know who the guy would be. There's not a lot of really sexy options out there, but I do think if they can find another backup infielder or somebody else to put on that bench who can come in and start and give you some chance of at least getting a 2-for-4 or something like that, I think that would make a ton of sense.
All right, very good. Last thought for you, Alex Pavlovich with us on the way to the ballpark. Aoki, Alex, you got a couple of hits last night. When will we see him? Monday, perhaps?
Yeah, originally they said they were going to send him down there for two more games. I think if he, you know, if he plays today and he feels all right and it feels like his swing is coming around, I haven't looked at Sacramento's schedule, but I would imagine they're done in Albuquerque today. And usually you're not going to send that guy to another city and have him keep his rehab going. So I would guess if everything goes okay, we see him tomorrow. If not, the next day. I mean, it's something where you want to get him back out there as soon as he's ready. And they thought he needed some more at-bats, but at some point, you know, he reached 5-6 games of rehab, and you're pretty much ready to go.
All right. Hey, have a safe trip to the park. I'm looking forward to talking with you, Alex, and I appreciate you being on this Sunday morning. Thanks, Alex.
Okay. I'll see you in a bit.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area, and he always follows the professor, Ron Wotus. Glad to have him on. All right.